Something we do every Tuesday afternoon. Are you reading a good book at the moment? Are you looking for another one? Well, we've got the ever-enthusiastic Catherine Lana with us now, works at Browsers in Woodbridge, has her own website as well, all about books. And she's got a couple of good read suggestions for us this week. Afternoon, Catherine.
Hello.
And I know that one of them is from the author who wrote The Unlikely Pilgrimage of Harold Fry.
Yes. Yes. Which, have you read that one?
I have read it. We read it as one of Leslie's readers, actually. Well, last year, I think it was, as well. So, yes, so we have read it. So, as you say, it's an unlikely book as well. It's great, isn't it?
It is, yes. It's one of those books that became a bit of a word-of-mouth phenomenon, and it won lots of prizes in the end and was very much a bestseller. And she's written a couple of books since then, but her latest is, it's called A Snow Garden, which is a collection of short stories. Now, I don't usually like short stories, I have to say. I'm not a fan, but I found this book a real treat. It looks back on her other books, draws on her other books, because when she writes her books, she does an awful lot of research. So, for example, with Harold Fry, she would have looked into every road that he would have taken and every place that he would have stayed. But, of course, she can't include all that detail. Otherwise, she would have lost a few of the readers and perhaps it wouldn't have been such a bestseller. So she says that in her work, when she writes too much, she has to do an awful lot of editing. And a lot of the passages, descriptions, the characters, some of the scenes are taken out. And it isn't just Harold Fry that she's written. As I say, she's written a couple of other books. And she also writes plays for Radio 4. So there's a lot of material there that's just been kept on the wayside. And she's picked up some of those pieces and she's put them together in a collection here. So she's put together about 7 stories in this book. And they're all very easy to read. And the characters are really engaging, as you'd expect from having read Harold Fry. And I think it's what you'd call bittersweet, which is probably what Harold Fry would be described as well. So there are some amusing moments, but also some rather poignant scenes. Mm-hmm. And there's always something that makes you ponder afterwards. So you finish a story and you keep thinking about it.
Is it in hardback?
It is, but it's a beautiful present for Christmas.
That's what I was going to say.
It's only $9.99, which isn't bad for a hardback. And I think it's just a perfect Christmas present. It's something that you dip into in between lunch and tea, perhaps. Or some people, I think, like to have a favourite book that they go back to at Advent, so it gets them in the Christmas mood. And I think this might be one of those books for the future, because all the stories are connected. So they've all got a Christmas theme. And so there's an example, there's a group of travellers who are stranded at an airport at Christmas, or there are some parents who are making their son's Christmas present. It's a DIY kit, and they're struggling to get it together. And there's a dance on Boxing Day. So those are all the settings, some of the settings for the stories. And the characters, we might have met them in some of Rachel's other books, but they're also linked. So one character in one story might pop up later in the book as well. So there's all sorts of things going on in such a small, modest collection. So I think there's lots here that means that you'd want to go back to it again and again, which is, you know, perfect for a hardback.
And if you don't want to buy one of those chocolate advent calendars, maybe this book would be a nice alternative.
Yes, what a good idea.